From beautiful Orlando, Florida, it's blindbargains.com coverage of ATIA 2019, brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
ATIA 2019 in the exhibit hall with Jeff Gardner, CEO of IRIE-AT. IRIE sells lots of assistive technology, and we found a new prototype reading machine, an update to the Read Easy, and we're going to talk about that and some other stuff here on the podcast. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, tell me what we're looking at here.
Well, this is a brand new product from VisionAid International. It's the new version of what was previously the Read Easy Move 2. This is the Read Easy Evolve.
And it has evolved.
It has evolved. It's not only different looking, different shape, and has buttons moved around to more convenient locations. It has a whole lot of improvements for low vision use, as well as just expanded use for basic reading.
So here's the one unique thing, the first thing you showed me. Not only do we have a camera sticking out in the front, 90-degree angle, it is above an 11 by 17 piece of text. That is big in itself, and we'll test it out in a second. The camera folds down, but it also pulls out. Camera disconnected, and I can actually put it in this front slot, I'm just one-handed here. Back slot.
Camera connected for A4 capture.
So what does that all mean? Why would I do that?
So you need the camera up higher if you're going to do an 11 by 17 tabloid size document. Or I guess you can do up to A3 if you live by that standard. And you don't need it as high, obviously, for a letter size. So it just, you move it to what you need. And there's also a little handy guide on the machine itself.
The kind of flips.
Thing that flips out and shows you, or gives you a way you can feel and see to position the paper correctly if you're using tabloid, or you flip it in, and then you just have to put your letter sheet so it is to the edge.
It's just a little piece of plastic on a hinge, and it folds either so it's facing you horizontally along the page, or it folds back to get out of the way. And then on the top, underneath where the camera's hanging out, there are several buttons. What do you tell us what we have there?
You have your capture buttons, your pause and play buttons, so moving back and forth in text, as well as just some command buttons, and then a power button right on the top corner. That's one of the changes we made was to put the power button in a much more obvious location in a much more tactile way.
And these are all very tactile. So the power button's a filled-in circle. You have kind of arrows over here. You have different facing arrows. You know, every one is a distinct shape, kind of like your book players and things like that. You also could use a keypad to control this.
Yeah, there's an optional Bluetooth keypad that comes with it, and you have a whole bunch of different options on that so that you can do multi-page scanning and all the different things that you want to try to do on there, as well as a lot of new features for low vision use. This is, I'm kind of used to readers being pretty much just for reading, and some of them kind of give you some live mag, but it's more of an afterthought. This is maybe the highlight feature. I was first excited about this product because it can do tabloid size, and it's from a company that does extremely accurate scanning. But then to add the low vision features that they did is amazing. So, if I want to use a magnifier, I'm always hearing about, it's positioning, it's got to have the right tray so I can move things around right and all that stuff. And this just takes all of it out. It's got a 5K camera. When you capture, that image is bold and clear and beautiful, and it repositions it, it corrects the size and adjusts it so it's perfect on the screen. So low vision people, if they have a touch screen, could just touch and it starts reading. Wherever they touched, they can pan around, zoom, do whatever they want, change colors. So it's a really easy way to use it as a magnifier as well as just for simple reading.
So let me pull this camera back out because we have a newspaper underneath. Oops, sorry. Yeah, hold it down.
I'll hold it down for you.
Here, go ahead, you can help me put it in. There we go.
Camera connected for A3 capture.
All right. Now we're going to localize some of those things. It said A3 capture. We'll
right.
Say tabloid.
We don't call it that.
So I'm going to hit the green button on top of it.
All right.
Capturing.
And now they apologize. This is a prototype. They have the released version. Take it this a step further in terms of speed. And that took, what, three or maybe 3 seconds? So it should be well
under. Lin Ben Ion Edition. Discover this hidden treasure. Thompson's Mills is even older than Oregon itself. By Deb Allen. Boomer and Senior News. Does Oregon have hidden treasure?
Anyway, I stopped talking because I realized I was talking over it at the same time.
We want to hear about this hidden treasure in Oregon. So that's just a newspaper that's sitting in front of us here.
Yeah, yeah. And so that was an entire 11 by 17 newspaper article that I can go through and I can read just by voice, or I can do voice and sight if I have that available.
Should I try this?
Are you going to pull out something? And
Well, I was actually, that doesn't come off the thing. Hold on. Let's, I'm going to try my badge.
All right.
I don't know what
Let
they...
Let me move the newspaper out of the way.
You always got to bring it, do something that's not the company demo.
Let me try to get it out of there because there's like a cord and other stuff in the way.
Oh, okay. So it's, okay, there we go. We'll take it out.
It's out of there.
That's fair.
All right. So put it sideways and stuff. Don't, you know,
should it,
give it a test.
Okay. So you want to keep it going? We have two pieces. Should I do this top one or the bottom? Let's see here.
Well, one's upside down, so you're only going to get one.
Okay. So
you want to get both of them? Put them
sure.
both in there.
Okay.
Put one sideways, though. Or don't right. put one diagonal. That's really screwed up.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Actually, well, we'll do the tabloid size.
Oh, we should bring it down. I see what you're saying.
It doesn't matter. I mean, we can do it over a larger space. The 5K camera, we're still going to get an accurate scan. And this is like...
No text.
2-point font, though.
Yeah, let's move it down. Let's
bring it down.
We're a little closer.
Yeah.
Camera connected for A4 capture.
Because, yeah, that's the idea. When you're 11 by 17, it's way higher. So let's try again.
Addy/2019. Tuesday, January 29th, 8 a.m. 4 p.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m.
So it's reading
PM.
What it's doing. It's reading down the column, but it is reading. But it is reading everything from the badge. It just it didn't catch on at the time. It thought it was a table.
Yeah, and this is seriously like I wear reading glasses to read, but I would even have difficulty reading it with those.
Got to throw you something hard, you know, but
so.
But
yeah,
still.
And also you have different options too. You don't have to have it read in, you know, with columns recognized.
Okay,
you
so I could turn that off.
Yeah, you could have it read across
with
a spreadsheet or something like that.
Perfect. So you could fix that if you needed to.
Yeah, and there's profiles and stuff you can put in there, so you can, you know, if you're doing a lot of one type of scanning or a lot of something else, you can set those up so it
and it's a very clear voice.
Yeah, there's all kinds of voice packages you can get for it, and they include like all the voices. So, you know, if somebody has a Spanish student or, you know, you need another language, it's just there. You can just use it. And it recognizes it'll recognize multiple languages at the same time. It's the scanning technology on this is amazing.
And we should also imagine this is still a prototype, so it's still going to be improved a little bit before final release? Or?
Yeah, well, it's actually been released in the UK.
Okay.
It's a prototype because we had to get here and get to ATIA and everything else, so we're a couple weeks behind the curve just in getting a machine over here and all that stuff.
Yep.
But I can stick a USB in it and update it, and it'll be like the other version as soon as I can download the right files.
Great. So when will it be released? How much will it cost?
It is $2,000. With the keypad, it's, I think, $2,400. It's a $400 keypad.
It's very competitive in this space. And how much does it weigh?
I actually don't know that.
Is it a portable?
You could pick it up with a finger.
Does it run on batteries?
Yeah, there's a battery option for this one. We didn't have that in the past, but we do have that now in this one.
So you could run it on a battery if you'd like.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. This one's plugged in now, but we can definitely run on a battery.
Can you plug it into a monitor if you wanted to?
Yeah. That's where you're getting all these great low vision features. If you have
right.
the keypad,
otherwise,
then it recognizes that you can connect to a monitor to use it, and it'll let you connect to a monitor, and then you have just an amazing low vision magnifying tool as well.
But it's also an optional feature, right? If you're totally blind, you don't need to connect to the monitor at all.
Yeah, unless you want to do, you know, multi-page and like really get into the menus and that kind of stuff. There would be a use for a totally blind person to have the keypad as well.
Right. Well, no, the keypad, yes. I'm referring to the monitor, though.
Yeah, the monitor, that would obviously be a useless part of the equation.
Well, awesome. Well, this isn't the only thing that you've released lately. A couple months ago, you announced a new Braille embosser.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to make things available to people that, you know, don't have funding, which is pretty much everybody. And, you know, you need a Braille printer at home. You shouldn't necessarily have to feel out $3,000, $4,000 to do that. So we've got a product called the Irie Braille Buddy, which is $14.95, just under $1,500.
So to be transparent, this is a rebranded View Plus Embosser, but you've made it your own. You've made it cheaper.
Yeah, we all the products from Irie are all OEM products.
So, sure.
Yeah, we have some tweaks here and there, and you know, we throw in some free software sometimes and that sort of thing. But yeah, these are OEM from View Plus.
And well, I mean, to tweak it and make it cheaper as well.
Yeah.
What are the what's this described for the people who might not be as familiar? What the main features of the Braille Buddy are?
Well, I mean, it produces Braille, which is a key feature.
It's a good feature for a Braille embosser.
Yeah. It's 25 CPS, so it's not just lightning fast, but it's and single-sided, so it's your basic Braille machine. But it will do graphics, and being a View Plus machine, it will also work with all Windows stuff, so you can literally go into any Windows application, change the font, and get Braille out of it. So it's a very versatile little machine.
And it does tractor as well as has a slot near the top where you can put in a single sheet of paper if you wanted to just bust out some print notes.
It's mainly tractor fed, but if you had a cut sheet you needed to put into it, you can do that individual sheets on top. There's just a little flip switch, and then it'll feed in the cut sheet.
And I lifted it up. It's not that heavy.
No, it's made to be portable. There's an optional case that rolls with it, so a lot of TBIs are traveling around or people have need to use things in multiple locations. Well, it's easy to do
Is it, under 10 pounds, I believe? Or it's
I don't actually know. Can I shout at somebody
during
the podcast? Hey, John, how much does the Braille Buddy weigh?
I think it's like 8 pounds.
About 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Sound right?
There you go.
I could say 10 to be on the safe side, but I think the idea was it was under 10 pounds. So.
Awesome.
I think it's like 8.9 or something.
Why would we know? It's only our product.
Very light, though. And you said $14.95 and available now?
Yep.
It is.
One more thing we want to mention. We did a podcast last year on the Capsys Smart Vision phone. You still have that available as well.
Yeah, we do.
You want to give people, again, a brief overview of how that's going or just...
Well, it would be nice if more people would know about it, I guess. We're told by so many people this is really a gift for the blind community in terms of having a phone that's physically built from the ground up just for visual impairment. And I think even really in this country what we've seen is it's totally blind people are the people that really love this phone. But obviously, you know, that's not the best funded market and people don't always have money for these kinds of things. And that's making it difficult on sales of that product. And it's kind of a shame because, you know, it's something that we're willing to do as a service, but we're not willing to lose as much money as we have to. Because to get through FCC, to get the U.S. hardware, all those things, we have to really make a new device. So we're hopeful that people kind of, you know, take a closer look at it and... consider it on their Christmas list or whatever, because for so many people that just aren't effectively using iPhones or other options that are out there, which really is just iPhone, it's a vital piece of equipment for people.
And to refresh, it's a combination touchscreen and keypad phone. It has a numeric keypad, a lot of different functions and apps that are built in, and running Android behind that as well. So.
Yeah, running on Android, used by voice or physical keypad or touchscreen if you prefer to do that.
Awesome. Starts at $599, right?
Yeah, $599, and then if you want to add the GPS, book creator, reader, and the OCR function, it's $889.
Awesome.
And they're all on sale right now.
Hey, sales are always good. We love them on Blind Bargains. If people want to get more information about any of this stuff, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they could call or write Irie, and our phone number is 888-308-0059. Or they can email us at sales@irie-at.com or come visit our website at www.irie-at.com.
Thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.